Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, your Facebook info was shared with a larger crowd than you might have believed. The New York Times details the social network's deals with Netflix, Spotify, and other companies. The arrangements allowed Facebook to build its ad revenue while allowing partners to access friend lists and private messages even. Facebook says its partnerships dating back to 2010 do not violate a settlement with the federal government barring the sharing of info without user consent. Number two, a top Murphy administration official in New Jersey was told to leave his state post months before he resigned over a rape allegation. Albert Alvarez resigned last October, though Governor Phil Murphy's chief of staff told a Trenton committee that he told Alvarez to look for another job in March. The victim went public after she says her allegation was ignored for months. Number two, the Fed speaks. We're watching the markets as the Federal Reserve Chairman talks about interest rates later today. Wall Street is expecting another small hike, and that would be the Fed's fourth increase this year. We'll tell you about the announcement as soon as it's made. WCBS 880 is streaming on your phone on the radio.com app. In sports, the Nets beat the Lakers 115-110. Rangers beat the Ducks 3-1, but the Devils lose to the Maple Leafs 7-2 at the Rock. Here's the weather, sunny to partly cloudy. It's a little warmer today with a high of 42. For tomorrow, the sunshine is giving way to increasing cloudiness with rain arriving tomorrow night, and it'll become heavy at times overnight into Friday. Remember, you can read more about our top stories and listen live at our website, WCBS880.com.